Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ad Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 3rd. The grains closed lower, with July corn down 13 cents at 662, July wheat down 11 and a quarter cents at 676 and a quarter, and July beans down 13 and a quarter cents at 1549 and a quarter. The meal was down 240. Oil was down 153 after making a contract high in July oil. It did not take out the highs in the May contract. The high in the May contract was, I think it was 72.32, and we didn't take that out here today. And then bean oil broke 3.5 cents off those highs to close lower. Did not put in a key reversal, but a spike down on the charts. It certainly doesn't look great in my opinion. Their talk about the dollar pushing grains lower, I don't really buy that. It might have put some pressure on the wheat. The dollar was up 61 ticks at 90.51. But I really think what did it was the little bit wetter forecasts out there. The 6 to 10 day has backed off the temperatures a little bit. A little bit more rain in the forecast. And I think with funds as long as they are, I think they may be a little bit nervous that things might be changing out here. Now, we didn't fall out of bed, but we certainly broke significantly off the highs. Corn broke as much as 32 cents off the highs. The wheat, 28 cents off the highs. The beans, 42 cents off the highs. And it just doesn't look great out here. Gold was down $34 an ounce. Silver's down 67 cents an ounce. So it looked like there was some risk off around the country here today. We saw ethanol inventories well above expectations. At 19.5, they were looking for 18.5, so that was a little bearish out here. The export sales look light. Wheat is expected at 400, corn 700, beans 250. I think the corn number is going to continue to move lower. We don't see any Chinese buying in this market, and I haven't seen any flash sales, except for that one sale to unknown, last week of 150. So, you know, I just think that demand's backing off. The Chinese have turned to Ukraine for some of their purchases. And I think we're running into higher prices, less demand, and better weather out here. We'll get the export sales in the morning, as I mentioned. Again, I think they're going to be pretty weak. So overall, what I see out here is a little bit wetter forecasts. I would agree that North Dakota is a mess, not getting any better. I think there's going to be a big lump of that state that's going to go under insurance, and we're just going to have to blend that in to the national yield, which will certainly be a drag. But, you know, how much is remains to be seen how good the rest of the crops do out here. I think we're in pretty good shape. But again, you know, more rain would be helpful, but there's 90-degree temps that we're seeing around the Midwest. We're going to be 90 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe Monday. But then we break right down into the 80s again with some rains on Wednesday and Thursday, maybe Friday. So I don't see anything really threatening here except, again, in North Dakota. Fargo is going to be 100 degrees tomorrow and Saturday. Then it backs off again down to the 90s. But there's no rain in sight anywhere for North Dakota, which is certainly an issue out here. But is it going to be overcome by a lack of demand and potentially bigger crops, more acres? You know, I think the other factors will weigh on this market quite a bit out here. The good news is we didn't, sink this market as bad as we could have out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.